I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 7th of November, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Uxin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, local rock legend Big John Bates kicks off their latest tour at the Biltmore next week, and we'll have Big John himself here to talk about that. And we will preview the next installment of CITR's Shindig. It takes place Tuesday night at the Hindenburg in Gastown. Plus our usual rundown of things happening in the local indie music, film, and theater worlds. We've got a great hour coming up, so don't touch that dial. So we're going to kick things off with a look at Shindig, which happens every Tuesday night at the Hindenburg down in Gastown. This week's winner was Revered, and so this is what they sound like. Or something like this. Where are they? All right, come on. There you go.
Juices, cooking about losing excuses, rejuvenate the conflict.
So that's revered, and they survived Tuesday night at Shindig. If you don't know what Shindig is, it's a local Battle of the Bands event that's been going on for 30 years in Vancouver, sponsored by CITR, and it's played various venues throughout the years, and you'd be surprised at some of the bands that have gone on to success from that. I'm not going to tell you them right now because I can't think of any, but, you know, you can look it up. It happens at the Hindenburg, which is in Gastown, 23 West Cordoba. Doors open at 8 o'clock Tuesday night, and there's lots of cheap drinks and free pool, plus the ever-popular Jokes for Beer event. And if you want to find out more, there's an event page on Facebook all about it. So three acts again coming up this week. They are, in reverse order, Speller, Double Standards, and Malk. So, here we go. So this is Malk.
Everywhere, someone is stealing. Yeah, look, it's everywhere. Someone... seat by the wall. We talked for a while. It was nobody's fault. You told me you were only waiting for the sun to rise. You told me you're only waiting on those other guys to pick you up and take you over, to pick you up and take.
So that should give you an idea of what you can expect Tuesday night at the Hindenburg CITR Shindig for 2014. Once again, the bands playing are Double Standards, Malk, and Speller. We're going to take a look at what's happening on stage in terms of the live theater kind of thing going on right after this.
CITR and UBC Film Society come together again this November 7th to bring you a screening of School of Rock at the Norm Theater. Featuring live music from the Chris Goodchild Band, The Scuffs, and ATSI.
I pledge allegiance to the band.
School of Rock, live music, cheap beverages.
Read between the lines, Theo. Read between the lines!
The screening and show will take place this Friday, November 7th. Doors at 7, first band at 7:30. Screening at 8 p.m. The event will be $5 for CITR and Film Sock members and $10 for non-members.
Let's rock today.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
So, what do we got? Well, there's all kinds of stuff happening, as usual. I mean, this is a pretty active town as far as theater goes. Opening tonight at the Jericho Arts Center down at Foot of Discovery next to the Youth Hostel, Facts by Arthur Milner. It's a brand new play about the Israeli-Palestine situation. It's the political situation as seen through the microcosm as a murder investigation, as an Israeli and a Palestinian detective wade through mystery to come up with a solution to the dilemma. That's on at Jericho. We all still have Snapshots, the play we talked about with Peter Burney a couple of weeks ago. That's going on at Studio 1398. Saw it last week. It's very enjoyable. It's a celebration of the music of Broadway composer Stephen Schwartz, who's responsible for Wicked, Godspell, Pippin, Baker's Wife, shows like that, and some feature films from Disney like Pocahontas, Prince of Egypt, Hunchback of Notre Dame. And they've taken his music and constructed a story around the songs, where you have six people playing the same couple throughout various points of their life, and some of the songs are actually rewritten a bit to fit the story. It works out very well. A perennial favorite that has returned to the Fire Hall Arts Center in Gastown, downtown Eastside. It's Urinetown, the musical. And that's on tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Fire Hall. Lots of local favorites like David Adams, Chris Cochran, Megan Gardner, David Marr, all kinds of great people performing in that show. Down at the Havana, another really good one. This is Hunter Gatherers, directed by UBC MFA graduate Ryan Gladstone. This is it's kind of, what do they call it, a metaphor or a simile or that allegory, I guess it is. It's about life, but it's gory and violent and stuff. That should be fun. A new show at the Metro right now. It's an old show. It's called Parfumerie, and this is a play originally from Hungary, and it's the film or the play that the basis for such movies as The Shop Around the Corner and You've Got Mail. It's a heartwarming romantic comedy tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock at Metro. And then continuing at the PAL Theater in Cole Harbor, Edward Albee's Three Tall Women. And at the K. Meek Studio Theater in West Van, Murder on the Nile. And for film lovers, tonight the midnight show at the Rio is Batman. The Michael Keaton one from 25 years ago. So that should be fun. All right. So we're going to go back to some tunes. And then in a short little bit, we are going to hear from Big John Bates. So stick around. Let's see. Who are we going to play next? I sort of got caught in the middle of something here. And let's play this.
Questions that get noticed only to ourselves, only to ourselves. We lost a dollar on a bet, you know this, kinda glad we did, didn't mind. From our painted lips, the ships of these eyes. set to sea for their own eternity. If only we would learn to breathe, surely we would learn something sweet. Sideways through a loophole at the gun show wall. We used to be such tiny pretty things. Listen on guard at the library. Settle all your debts of the flat. Pass the walking dead.
Your voice is getting loud. That box is just your size sitting on. that it did.
Echoes fading, the silence is a roar. Peel off them cataracts on your sight before. Looks like black timber. 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 Looks like black
Ah, hit the wrong button and lost him. Okay, I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to get him back on the phone here, because that's just not how we do things around here. I knew it. I just knew it, you know. As soon as I had thought I had everything all figured out, I didn't. So we'll have John with you in just a sec. Right, I think I got this thing working now. Are you there, John?
I am.
There he is. It's Big John Bates on the phone. Hi. Welcome to CITR.
It's great to be back. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine now. Had a little confusion with the phone, but we got you on, so that works.
There's always a little netherworld kind of magic happening with phone calls, isn't it?
You should have been here to watch the panic on my face while I was trying to get you back on the phone. It was one of those moments where you wish you had a camera.
Anywho,
we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you. You guys are playing the Biltmore next week.
Yeah, it's the kickoff for a tour. We haven't toured in North America in a couple of years, so we got We got roped into it by our friends in White Cowboy, Oklahoma. we toured with them last time we went across Canada, so we said, "Ah, sure, let's do it." We got some new music coming out. We got a new band, so it's time.
Great. So who's in the band now?
Well, there's myself. There's Brandy Bones. That she's playing Arco upright bass, so a lot of bowing, and she's singing, as well as me. We've got Leanne Labouche. She's playing the cello, and we got Brother Chris on drums.
Sounds good. Yeah, who's? I'm just looking at the press release that Brandy sent out, and I'm just wondering who's doing your writing for you, because let's see, Big John Bates weaves a sound described as heavy-hearted cello, weeping upright, and come hither guitar.
Usually we just, I think that stuff all comes from different reviews.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So someone else is doing your writing for you.
That's right. Yeah. We just compile it, really.
Yeah. Now I'm looking at your tour schedule, and after the Biltmore, your first stop is Cumberland, BC on the island.
Yeah, the Waverly. That's it. It's actually pretty fun over there. We've been over there to play some festivals before with Corb London and stuff, and it's been pretty good.
Yeah, the Waverly is quite a venue. I haven't been to see anything there yet, but my mother-in-law lives in Courtney, and she always likes to go up to Cumberland to the coffee shop there. And every time we go by the Waverly, we see in the window, "Oh, geez, the Real McKenzies were just here a couple of days ago," or, you know, "Spirit of the West is coming next week." We all just seem to be missing the good shows. So, I'll see if I can talk my wife into making a trip out next week to see you guys out there.
Yeah, it's fun to play. I've done some New Year's there and some Halloweens. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Because people come from all three cities, right?
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome.
Pretty good.
And they tend to get into it. There's not a lot of inhibitions.
Yeah. Awesome. So where else are you going to be going? It looks like you got a lot of dates in Alberta, interior BC, across the prairies.
Yeah, you know, I guess all the way up to Winnipeg and then down into the States. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll stay with Cowbell until Winnipeg, and then they're going to do Thunder Bay and the Sioux and whatnot. And we were just like, no. So, well, I like playing T-Bay, don't get me wrong, but that drive in the wintertime is just going to get crazy. So we're like, oh, we'll go down through the States.
Yeah.
And Brandy's from Montana, so we'll go back through Montana, visit her family, play some show. We got a pretty good fan base down there.
Yeah, perfect time for it. Just a couple of weeks before, just between Thanksgiving and Christmas, so she can get him back in with the family there and stuff.
It's perfect, really. Yeah. It works out well, and it's the first tour for the new band, so you know we got it. It'll be fun. You know, we're going to do a longer one in Europe in May, so this is a good way to kind of get our feet wet.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what can we expect at the Biltmore?
The Biltmore, it's going to be pretty cool. There's an opening band from called the Payshifters from Holland. There's White Cowbell. You know, they're going to bring their chainsaw and their madness and their flaming cowbells, and we're going to bring our dark Americana noir.
All right,
we're just really trying to be a very impactful, intense group right now, and that's so far the last tours have been right up that alley. So we got some new songs on this one that's coming off the new album. We're going to really, really nail it.
All right, so that's Wednesday night. No, Thursday night.
Thursday, yeah.
Thursday the 13th at the Biltmore, and then Friday you head to the island for Cumberland, and then Victoria on the 15th, and then off you go.
And then then into the interior, like Kelowna, Kamloops, and Kelowna.
Yeah.
And then drag our sorry asses across the prairies.
All right, well, we'll have a great time.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming on. And we're going to play one more track from your release. This is Missionary Man.
Awesome.
Thanks.
That's
a lot.
Good. Ciao.
Bye. All right, where is it? I had it there. There it is.
Original sinner, I was born from original sin. Buy a dollar bill for all the things I've done. I'd have a mountain of money piled up to my chin. My mama told me good, my mama told me strong. She said, be true to yourself and you can't go wrong. Just one.
White Cowbell, Oklahoma, and they are going to be performing with Big John Bates at the Biltmore on Thursday, at the Waverly in Cumberland on Friday, and then the V Lounge in Victoria on Saturday, and then they head up to Kamloops and Kelowna and points east and south after that. Great having Big John on the phone there with us. What else have we got? We got all kinds of other stuff coming up in very short time, but we'll do that and tell you what's happening in terms of the call board, what folks are looking for plays coming up in the next couple of months, right after this.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova, every Tuesday until December 16th, with semifinals resuming in the new year. Shindig congratulates Revered for passing into the semifinals. This November 11th, come to the Hindenburg for the bright pop rock of Speller, the dark surf pop of Malk, and make sure you bring earplugs for Double Standards Hardcore.
I'm sick and tired of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
At the call board. That's what we're doing. We're looking at seeing what's going on, who's calling for crews, musicians, other contributors, as well as auditions for productions around Metro Vancouver. For more details on these and other auditions, you can go to the VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library website at vpl.ca. Ghostlight Projects is doing Corpus Christi by Terrence McNally in March, and they are having auditions at the end of this month, November 29th. That will be at the Alliance for Arts on Howe Street. They're looking for 9 men in their 20s, 30s. North Vancouver Community Players doing David Lindsay Hebert's Rabbit Hole, directed by a friend of the show, Peter Zednik, and that will be happening in April, and they are looking for 2 men and 3 women between the ages of 20 and 65. That audition's happening in December. So, keep your eye out for that, North Van Players. In White Rock, the White Rock Players Club is presenting The Drowsy Chaperone, the, Tony Award winning musical directed by Ryan Mooney, musical director Claire Wyatt, who, did such a great job with Spring Awakening at Jericho, this past March. Their auditions are Sunday. Yeah. November 9th. And also on Tuesday the 11th, and you can find out more information at the Coast Capital Playhouse and White Rock Players Club. That's The Drowsy Chaperone happening in February. Other musicals, we've got Oliver, presented by the Diocesan Arts Ministry and directed by friend of the show Andy Toth. And they will be on stage in May, and they are auditioning in a couple of weeks, November 21st. And you can find out more from them by going to the Vancouver Public Library website. We've also got a United Players audition, Welcome to Thebes by Moira Buffini. And this is, I think it's a modern adaptation of some classical theater stuff. And they're always interested in seeing actors from ethnic backgrounds. This production, the setting is a third world country. Good number of opportunities for actors from Afro-Canadian and Asian backgrounds. And that audition is Sunday, by appointment only, United Players. Seniors Acting Up Cabaret Group, still looking for fun-loving seniors over 50. And the Rainforest Theater is doing Aladdin by James McDonald at the Burnaby Village Museum. Pride and Prejudice, a modern adaptation of Jane Austen's classic, is happening at Metro in February. Their auditions are on the 15th. And Peninsula Productions doing Steel Magnolias in White Rock, and their audition is on the 17th. Once again, you want to find out more, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or VancouverPublicLibrary.ca. More live music at the Rickshaw tonight. It's Blonde, Redhead, and let's see what they sound like. Time for one last bit before we go. They were in studio as our guests last week, Winsome Kind. They're having their CD release party tonight at St. James Hall at 10th and Trutch.
I catch you looking at me sometime and get these images in my of us intertwined. But then I have to stop myself before I get too deep inside. Your body curving in my mind. Oh, I'm gonna lose my mind. You got my heart stopping every time. I'm picking up that dirty look in your eye. Sipping sangria.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special congratulations this week go to Black Spear Productions. Their version of Hamlet, which runs for one more week at the Shop Theater, is all sold out. If you didn't get your tickets, it's too late. Well done to the Spear Twins and Hamlet. Good on ya. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, you can take it and send it to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.